Here's what North Korea said last week. It successfully fired a submarine-launched ballistic missile. Here's something North Korea did not announce, though South Korean observers think it happened. North Korea executed its defense chief. That is the backdrop for Secretary of State John Kerry on a visit to South Korea today. NPR's Elise Hu reports from Seoul.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Given the always present tensions in this region, it's no surprise U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's Seoul visit is about security.
We are not seeking conflict. We are seeking a peaceful resolution of the differences that still exist after so many years on the peninsula.
Kerry met with South Korean President Park Geun-hye and the South's foreign minister before telling throngs of reporters recent moves by North Korea may lead to a referral to the International Criminal Court.
Never has the international community been as united as we are now that, number one, North Korea needs to denuclearize, and number two, that they have not only not taken steps to move in that direction, but have grown the threat of their program and have acted with a kind of reckless abandon.
But what exactly is going on inside the Hermit Kingdom is always hard to read.
In a weird sort of way, they're doing what they've always done.
Adam Cathcart is a North Korea scholar at Leeds University in England. He says at some point, provocations from North Korea become routine.
Moving the level from 10 to 11. They're already at 11. And so they're going to continue to develop arms. They're going to continue to probe. They're going to continue to do whatever they can.
Even so, if North Korea can develop and deploy missiles fired from submarines, as it claims, it's particularly worrisome. That's because it gives the North Korean military both range and secrecy to attack that it didn't have before.
They're making steady progress on the scientific front, and at some point, you know, if we listen to our Chinese colleagues, then they're quite alarmed about how quickly North Korea is going to have a not just a nuclear capability, but the ability to deliver nuclear weapons by missile.
Then there are the recent power shifts. The South Korean spy agency says dictator Kim Jong-un ordered the execution of 15 top officials in April. A week ago, the same spies said Kim was behind the purge from leadership and perhaps the killing of the nation's defense minister. The alleged offense was talking back to Kim and dozing off during a meeting. Secretary of State John Kerry.
Which makes his leadership one of the most egregious examples of reckless disregard for human rights and for human beings anywhere on the planet.
Daniel Pinkston, a Seoul-based Korea's analyst for the International Crisis Group, says to think of it this way.
We look at North Korea and think of it being very backward. But in terms of political institutions, particularly those for repression, it's hyper-developed.
Despite talk of possible instability in the North Korean capital of Pyongyang, Pinkston says the violent deaths are the nature of authoritarian regimes.
The dictator and everyone else in the system, they cannot make credible commitments. They can't trust each other. So the only instrument for enforcement is force. It's kind of like being in a gang.
An entire nation governed like a gang with steadily improving military capabilities. All of it has the rest of the region feeling a bit on edge. But this kind of stable instability is the norm, at least on the Korean Peninsula. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.